Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Menurut data Biro Statistik Australia, harga rumah telah meningkat dengan kecepatan tinggi. Ini semakin membebani keterjangkauan karena tekanan ekonomi akibat pandemi COVID-19 terus berlanjut. Yang disusun oleh Diana Daminovic dan Sofia Petrovic untuk SBS News. Ada 10,7 juta rumah dijual di Australia dengan harga yang semakin bertambah mahal. Harga rata-rata untuk tempat tinggal hunian sekarang hampir $836,000. Menurut analis dari CoreLogic, telah terjadi lonjakan harga lagi, yaitu kenaikan 18% pada tahun ini hingga bulan Agustus. Penasihat ekonomi Warren Hogan untuk Judo Bank mengatakan suku bunga rendah, kekurangan pasokan, dan tabungan rumah tangga yang tinggi telah membebani pasar properti lokal.
Well, the primary effect at the moment is clearly the housing market and the buoyancy. The reality is the low rates and guidance from our central bank that they're going to stay low is essentially giving the green light to housing market participants to fully capitalize these low rates into prices. And that's why we've got so much momentum in every part of Australia, all the capital cities, regional areas. It's really quite incredible, particularly given the economic challenges we face and also the lack of population growth. So this is really being driven by low interest rates. I think that you can expect to see house prices continuing to rise quite strongly for the foreseeable future.
Gubernur Reserve Bank Philip Lowe mengatakan ia tidak akan menaikkan suku bunga untuk mengurangi tekanan harga.
This monetary policy package is working by keeping funding costs and lending rates low right across the country, by ensuring that the financial system is very liquid and the credit supply is available, by supporting household and business balance sheets, and by contributing to an exchange rate that is lower than it otherwise would be. It's through these transmission mechanisms that our policies are supporting and will continue to support the recovery of the Australian economy over the months ahead. While monetary policy is contributing to higher housing prices at the moment, the way to address these society-wide concerns about affordability is through the structural factors that influence the value of the land upon which our dwellings are built.
Sementara itu, Warren Hogan mengatakan RBA membalikkan krisis perumahan kembali ke pemerintah.
In effect, is handballing all issues related to housing affordability back onto governments, both state and federal, which, as we're seeing in recent days, is politically difficult. It's very difficult for politicians to enact the changes necessary to bring housing affordability back into some sort of historical norm without being politically unpopular. And so we're really facing an environment now in the, for the next few years, if not longer, where housing affordability is a problem that is here to stay.
Amy adalah seorang warga di Sydney. Dan juga seperti banyak warga Australia lainnya, kini ia terjebak dalam situasi saat ini. Ia dan pasangannya mengatakan mereka akan menyewa untuk masa-masa mendatang.
We probably have to start sacrificing a little bit more. At this stage, we are renting to suit our lifestyle. Thinking about what I'll have to give up to get there, it might be my dream wedding, it might be that dream holiday that you really are forced to pick one. You can't really have both these days.
Kenaikan harga properti adalah bagian dari tren yang lebih luas, dengan harga rumah global naik dengan kecepatan tercepat sejak tahun 2005 dalam 12 bulan hingga Juni. Demikian menurut Knight Frank dari Inggris. Rusia, Jerman, Amerika Serikat, dan Kanada termasuk di antara negara-negara yang mencatat pertumbuhan dua digit. Sebuah penyelidikan federal keterjangkauan perumahan mengatakan pasar rumah dapat mengharapkan peningkatan pasokan selama beberapa tahun ke depan dan permintaan akan menjadi stabil.
Going to have relatively strong increases in the number of dwellings. We have over 200,000 approvals over the past year, and that will see playing out in supply over the next couple of years. Looking forward, we also have some of those demand factors tapering off. We're not expecting further falls in interest rates. The next moves are likely to be upwards in a number of years. We have population growth being subdued for a number of years more before we see population growth increase again with resuming migration.
Warren Hogan mengatakan meningkatkan jumlah rumah baru di negara ini akan membantu meringankan ketekanan sampai batas tertentu.
Well, it certainly is one way to address affordability issues is to effectively increase the supply of housing. But we've got to be careful with using extra supply of housing. Building more houses is a way to bring affordability into line, because then you don't want to get to a situation which we saw in some other countries through the financial crisis, where you have an overhang, an excess supply of housing, which leads to the risk of a major housing crash.
Kemungkinan ada secerca harapan berada di depan calon pembeli rumah pertama di negara ini. Nah pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman yang disusun oleh Diana Daminovic dan Sofia Petrovic untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.